So hello everyone, today is June the 11th, 2022. I'm going to start on my paper. You guys know this is Destiny Fisher. So yes, within my paper, I want to definitely discuss racism and health. I know you guys are thinking, what does racism have to do with health? But it has a lot to do with health, especially when it comes down to the financial, the educational, and even the environmental part or aspect of things. When I say racism, I'm just not talking about, you know, whites or blacks. I'm talking about the race in general. I mean, and this even goes down to the Asian, the Chinese, Hispanics, things of that sort. Just because you guys know that the nation that I stay in, which is the United States of America, it is a mixing pot. So it is very easy to, I would say, bully a specific population, being that there has already been a system in place. And if you cannot align with that system, you basically, boom, out the door. And when I say out the door, I'm meaning more so of, you know, living in that poverty and just an unhealthy environment that not only impacts your life, but impacts you on the mental level, the financial level, and even physically. And this is all going down to the health. Realizing that I can give a great example, being that I am African American, and not being a product of my environment allowed me to step out of my comfort zone and see that there is more to life than what I actually see. Being that I am in control of my own life, it is only important to make those decisions that are going to impact you in a better or a positive way to whatever direction that you are trying to go to. I understand that it may be hard in any person or even their mental state. And I don't want to give you this example just saying that all white people are rich or all black people are poor. That is not the case at all. I just really want you to analyze closely at your surroundings. And once you go to that bad side of the town, who is mostly on that bad side of town and who is mostly on the better side of the town? I'm just analyzing my major and degree of public health. I understand that there are 50 states within the U.S., but each 50 state has their utopia or their area that needs more help. And as me being one person, I understand that this is not going to happen overnight. But allowing for yourself to not only think of you as now, but think at everything, analyze everything, analyze everyone, because we're on this earth together, not for any negative reason, but it's only to help everyone, not just single a specific race or a specific population out. And we are united. We should be one. There should be no type of stigma or stereotype within anyone's life, because, again, we can do it. It's just a matter of having that mental fitness. And I understand it is really hard, and the trauma has not hit others as much as it has hit others. That's the realistic part of it, being that we can do our best in controlling things as far as that environment. But as far as the genes, actually, people do have control of the genes, but who in their right mind, being on that poverty level, can do that? You know? So I just, the more I analyze it and think about it, I just find it strange and very, very difficult to understand where the gap comes from. and I know the history, but time moves on. Literally, there is time for change, and change needs to be set in place. Come on, people, be aware. We are living in the last days. You see the shooting. And it's just really hard to just look at it and ignore it. But some do. Some do not understand the trauma that it brings upon others' lives for them not to even have a healthy life. Based on the color of their skin, based on where they came from, based on all of those aspects that don't really seem to look like it. It really doesn't matter, but it matters. And of course, no one has made a choice or had opportunity to say, I don't want to live in this. We were all born in sin. You know, we were all born in sin, and we did not choose to come in this world. So for all to have the choice and opportunity to have stand ground when they come into this world, it's just not possible. Just because there are so many factors that go into place. Education isn't the root of it, it's more so the money. But if you don't have a good mindset and you have the money, that is not going to do you any justice in this life. But if you have a good mindset and you want to expand and do more and help others with the money, I don't understand nothing but greatness within that statement. So you guys have a wonderful day. Make good choices. And you'll be all right.